Welcome back to Lake Effect. I'm Jane Hamden. At the turn of the last century, prominent Chicago families gravitated to Lake Geneva to enjoy elegant summer living. But very few of those families maintained their residences for 120 years. In 1888, beer baron Conrad Sipes built his family retreat, an expansive Victorian on the lake's south shore. Now Sipes' great-grandson, William O. Peterson, has passed the property on to the state of Wisconsin. Last weekend, the doors of the family home called Black Point opened to the public for the first time. Lake Effect's Susan Bentz hopped on a boat with Captain Jeff Clapp to take us there.
Right here, you can just see the top of the home through the treetops, just the red roof that you're seeing right through the treetops. Yeah.
Have you been inside Black Point yourself?
I have a few years ago, and we actually brought this boat down almost like we are today. It was still a family summer home, so we're able to actually get up into the observation tower on the third floor. You can't believe the view from up there, it's just gorgeous. You got any lines on?
All right, yeah, right there, if that'll get the stern on. Can we go ahead one more post, Jim, or not? All right, let's go ahead one more.
We're dropped off at Black Point's pier, but it's a climb to the house. I stopped counting after 80 steps, and we're surrounded by the strange buzz of the summer cicadas. Tara Blazer's here waiting for us. She's the executive director and our guide through the house.
The design was based on a center hall. Off to the sides were the music room, the billiard room, the living room, the dining room, and upstairs two floors with 13 bedrooms. And for nearly 120 years, those bedrooms have been filled with Sipes descendants and friends of the family. I think at this point, we can probably just go right into the music room just behind you. During the early years of Sipes' family living here, the piano was considered only less important to the stove itself. And music accompanied ordinary situations in the family life as well as special events. This is one of my favorite rooms. It is the largest room of the house, obviously the dining room. As we were entering, a few of us stumbled over the carpet, which has just been returned from being cleaned and repaired. And I will start with telling you about that carpet first. It is known as the Iron Rug of Persia. The table has seating for 19 plus two armchairs. Right now we have it set for 16. And you will notice the chairs are different heights. One of the things that Mr. Peterson is particularly proud of is the wall covering. This is burlap and it has been hand painted. And it, of course, is paintings of grape clusters and vines. This room was decorated for family members that were coming from Germany to the St. Louis World's Fair in 1903. So you'll see faux painting around the doors, and you will see the hand painting on the walls. I believe this is a key safe. Every cabinet that you see is still filled with the furnishings over generations. Mr. Peterson and I were in one of the bedrooms upstairs, and when he opened it, the entire cabinet was filled with 1940s, 50s era medicines. So the keys are not in it now, but there are places for them to be hung. So right now, the last user of this case did not use it as a key holder, but rather as a card holder. So the purposes have changed over generations to suit the current generation's needs. Okay, we'll head upstairs. You will see, too, if you open the desk behind you, you'll see that it was definitely in use right up until the moment that Mr. Peterson donated it. I'm sorry?
I purchased his mother's
car. Oh, did you really?
In the 70s.
It was for sale down here on the South Shore Drive.
Mr. Peterson's mother's car?
Yes.
Yeah.
A big blue Cadillac.
Do you still have it?
No. I wish I did.
Then you do. Okay. Were the paintings left here year-round?
Yes. Each summer there is a very regimented way in which the home has been opened year after year. At the end of the season, There's also a very systematic way of closing the house. And because the same procedures have been followed all these many years, you can walk into this house after the home has been closed up for 6 months. And when you walk back in it, it does not have that musty smell that many closed up homes do. Everything is covered. And that is why so many of the artworks are in such excellent conditions. And it's just a process that's been followed year after year.
So you'll continue to follow those?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I'm slipping out to talk with Bill Peterson. He's the great-grandson everyone's talking about who passed this house on to the state. I'd like to know who wouldn't want to live in this Victorian treasure.
Well, you wouldn't in the spring when you have to open it.
How long did that take?
A really proper opening with two people or three, about 3 weeks.
Well, you must have other people working on your property to help keep up the grass. And
well, that's true.
So there's some people who have been here year-round through the century?
You're making it sound like it's big.
Well, it's big.
Well, it is big. But anyway.
Did you feel like this was a treasure in your childhood or just part of your life?
I hate to say it, but we took it for granted. We came from a family where we assumed they wanted us to come every weekend. No one ever asked. But it had always been that way, both for my grandmother and great-grandmother, mm-hmm. that the family assumed that this was their house. Of course, even I am always pleased when somebody says, I'd like to come, because it's nice to think that they do want to come and not have to do it as a duty. My grandmother was a very fine pianist, and we always had music every night, which continued with my wife's family, actually, later on. It's one of those memories you always have.
I bet this place had great hiding spots, didn't it? Little places you could
we had
tuck away?
Games of hide and seek.
Yeah. Where was the best spot to be?
Actually, there was a closet off the tower room, so-called, which was a good place to hide. People didn't think about going there.
Lots of good meals out here that you remember? Lots of jolly dinners and gatherings?
Well, we lived very well, I have to tell you that. In my grandmother's day, there were three formal meals a day. And then there were big family gatherings every so often. The table out on the porch seats 40.
Now, where is that? Around?
Off the dining room.
I'll have to go look at that.
It's very small, yeah. But it stretches and stretches.
When did you start thinking about passing the house on for public
consumption? About 15 years ago, actually. My mother was very much involved in that. So I would say it all hatched about 15 years ago. There was really nobody to take over later on, and the cost was terrific.
Up until what point was the house being used by the family? Just until recently?
About 2 years ago.
Wow.
Well, of course, I owned the property until we made the transfer to the state. The state people couldn't believe it when they came to look at the place. There were 19 people in the house. And I said, that's normal, because we always lived that way.
We hope you've enjoyed the bull ride and the tour of the Black Point area. We are the only way you can reach Black Point during the summer once the regularly scheduled tour season opens there. So come back and see us again.
That was William O. Peterson at his family's summer residence on Geneva Lake. Susan Bentz produced our story. There's information on Black Point on Lake Effect's website, WUWM.com. We'll be back in a moment with reflections on guyhood in Milwaukee. Stick around for Lake Effect on WUWM.